I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called A 1950s Magic Christmas Memory. When I was small, not too small, mind you, the world was still a magical place. I wanted to introduce everyone I knew to this magic world. I thought a smashing way to do this would be to become a magician, a prestidigitator, a master of illusion, a fake fakir who could fool and entertain his superiors all at once. Santa Claus, who still existed back then, gave me a big, garish book of illustrated magic tricks by Joseph Dunninger. I spent hours wearing that book out, trying to master the simple tricks within. Later, one of my most cherished gifts, my rosebud, came at yet another Christmas, a complete paper-covered case full of Mandrake the Magician magic tricks. I practiced alone in my room, tried out the easier ones on my brother Ronnie, and spent hours hoarding and cataloging these and other sleight-of-hand acts and gags, dreaming of the day I'd be able to fool everybody at will with my suave patter and my dashing Batman cape, blue on the outside, red on the inside, or vice versa, confiscated from my sister Barbara. What did I not know yet about myself? Well, I was shy, painfully shy, and my only confidence remained hidden within myself. It was only apparent in my heart. By the time I got up enough nerve to perform in front of my entire family in the dining room, even my father, though fidgety, sat bemusedly and watched my show, I was nervous but determined to go ahead with the tricks I'd learned. The easiest trick I knew, which I believe Barbara had taught me, was the one where you make an empty glass go through a solid table and land on the floor, hopefully unbroken. I actually pulled this off successfully, if slowly, and went through a few other tricks I knew before the performance faded to an end. The family watched patiently, if stoically. My fantasies had come to a head, had been realized right in my own dining room. I was satisfied, and thereafter gave up magic, for I had not yet been given the gift of self-confidence, and knew that I could never stand before strangers and fool them too. I knew my family watched because they had to, because they had manners and could not help but watch, and because they loved me and would have enjoyed the show even if it had been terrible. So my little box of tricks lay stored and labeled by my mother, waiting for rediscovery. After that, I went on to other hobbies, including amateur astronomy and sky observation. Now, that was a hobby tailor-made for a shy person. I never had to perform. I could be alone a lot, and my family would not worry over the fact that I spent entire nights on the roof of the house, peering through a telescope and dreaming my dreams, my starry dreams. Even that hobby came to a close abruptly one day when the Soviets launched the world's first artificial satellite, and suddenly everybody wanted to become an astronaut or a star expert. Since loners like me have to have their own personal hobbies, hobbies that no one else they know is involved in, the skies suddenly lost their appeal as career fodder. I faced the fact that I didn't want to be an astronomer anyhow. Facts and physics left me cold. What I really enjoyed about the heavens was their accessibility to the poet, the writer within me. I didn't want anyone to require a mathematical formula of me. I just wanted to enjoy the enormous, awesome feelings that came over me when I looked skyward, and I wanted to share those feelings with others. Years later, I actually went to a meeting of amateur astronomers and found that they spent little time looking at stars, but much time doing calculations and explaining black holes to each other and theorizing about the death of the cosmos. Sarah Teasdale would not have approved, thank goodness. Do you know her poem, the one that best expresses that wonderful feeling the stars can give you if you open up to them? May I share it with you? This is my favorite poem. Alone in the night, on a dark hill, with pines around me, spicy and still, and heaven full of stars over my head, white and topaz and misty red. Myriads with beating hearts of fire that eons cannot vex or tire. Up the dome of heaven, like a great hill, I watch them marching stately and still. And I know that I am honored to be witness of so much majesty. Sarah knew me. Sarah Teasdale knew all about the childhood me. Through the distance of time, through the timelessness of distance, she still holds my hand and knows. I hope your dreamy memories of Christmastime stars are as healing as mine. Get ready. The 25th is just a few days that away.